Praise the Lord. This is Brian Jenkins. You're listening to A Message of Hope, and the theme for this broadcast is Christ in You, the Hope of Glory. We bring you greetings from our mission partners here and around the world in Guyana, Jamaica, India, Nigeria, South Africa, and the United States. Before we begin today, I want to encourage you at your place of employment, make sure you designate your community giving gifts to Chosen 300 Ministries. It is a big help in carrying our hunger relief programs here and around the world, and it's a big help to those in need. So make sure you do that. Also, don't forget our Golf Out Hunger is coming up October 11th at the Mainland Golf Course. Make sure you go online. We don't care how bad you can play. Can you pay the fee and help us drive out hunger? So join us October 11th for the Golf Out Hunger. I'm excited today. Normally, we would have one of our Sunday morning sermons. We're going to do something a little different today. Today, we have in our studio, just as an honored guest, Deba Mandalo. He is the pastor of the Bethel Tabernacle Progressive Baptist Church in Port Elizabeth, South Africa, and is also the former executive secretary of the South African Baptist Convention. Pastor Deba, we're just glad to have you here today at Chosen 300.
Thank you very much.
Well, you know what, folks, for those who don't know, we provide 90,000 meals a year to the homeless of Center City, Philadelphia, and throughout the Philadelphia vicinity. But we also distribute over 20,000 pounds of food around the world every single month. And two of the locations that we serve in is in Port Elizabeth, South Africa. And Pastor Deba provides leadership to that. So we want to thank God for him being here. I want to ask you, Pastor Deba, just talk a little bit, first of all, about Chosen 300, our relationship, and how our ministry has impacted you and the people of South Africa.
When I landed in Philadelphia, I was taken straight into one of your food distribution centers, and I had to preach a good sermon. And it's been good to see God's people being ministered to, not only in their spiritual needs, but also in their physical needs.
That's awesome, because you know, often we think about we're going over to South Africa to help. But one of the things that I've learned is that in going to South Africa, I came to learn. And what you have imbued or impregnated me with in our ministry with is some very powerful tools in reaching out to people. We were talking yesterday about a song that we sing here in the United States. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. Uh-huh. But in South Africa,
they sing it differently.
How do you sing it in South Africa?
In South Africa, when praises go up, the glory.
The glory comes down. You got to listen to that, folks. It's because of the fact that a lot of times we're focusing on that if we praise God, we'll get this. If we worship God, he'll give us stuff. Mm-hmm. But the reason for our worship and magnifying God is really to allow the presence of God to be made manifest in our lives, that we might grow and learn more about the just experiencing God's grace,
yes,
and his miracles in our lives, not necessarily stuff. Now, he'll bless us with stuff. He'll supply our needs, but I've learned so much from that experience. People who have nothing, that live in the shacks and shanties of the townships of Port Elizabeth, South Africa, I mean, it amazed me how they worshiped.
Well, we taught you one of the great songs, Igama Lengosi Malibongwe, and I'm speaking in tongues. Can you interpret that?
Yes, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Now, if you didn't get that, folks, I'm going to say it one more time. Malibongwe Igama Lengosi, the name of the Lord be praised. That was just an amazing experience. Do me a favor, share with me, our folks here today, about our experience in South Africa last year.
Last year, there was one of the greatest revivals that has taken place. In fact, some of the things that happened in my church are things that I only read about in books. It was the greatest visitation and move of God I have ever experienced in my Christian life, let alone being a preacher. God moved so much, and so many people came to faith in Jesus Christ and are still walking with God up to this day. There is such a move, and that God is doing such a great thing in Port Elizabeth, South Africa. And that has resulted in me writing my first book, The Kind of Revival We Need.
That's awesome. And I was, you know, you shared that it was the greatest revival that you ever had. Mm-hmm. But it was the greatest revival that I ever shared. And you know, I've had some experiences around the world, and the Lord has really opened some amazing doors for me. But that South African experience was amazing. And, you know, you have those plateaus in your spiritual life, you know, mm-hmm. that, you know, when the presence of God comes on you, and there's a difference between God continually filling you and you having a plateau. And that was one of my plateau experiences where,
yes,
just the presence of God fell on people in a supernatural way, and you could almost feel the presence of God would grab it out of your hand, the air in your hand.
You would swear people were under the influence of alcohol, but they had had a heavenly wine.
It was almost like the day of Pentecost when they, exactly. when they asked, what have these folks been drinking? folks had to be literally carried out of their out of the church.
My wife.
Yes, your wife, one of them. I mean, that was an amazing experience because your wife, she's like, her face was just tore up and saying, you know, what's going this? On here? You know, and I, you know, by that time it was the end of service. It was over.
Exactly.
And my faith had built up so much just by what God had already done in the service. Uh-huh. I asked her, did she want it too? And she first told me no.
She said no.
And she came
and
back.
And you gave it to her anyway.
And you know what? And just a holy laughter experience. Folks, I encourage you to go on YouTube and check it out. If you go on YouTube, just type out Chosen 300 Ministries right across, and you'll see some amazing video shots of South Africa. Share with us a little bit about the food program. And it's been going on for about a year now.
For about a year now. Once a month, on the first Sunday of every month, we distribute food to over 20 people in our church and in the community. Most of those food parcels go to the community people and some less fortunate people within our own church. And we're grateful to what Chosen Ministries in the United States is doing in partnership with us in South Africa. In fact, there's a neighboring church, Emmanuel Baptist Church in Uteneg, just about 3 miles away from us. They also are benefiting from that kind of program.
That's awesome. And when we talk about 20 people, those are 20 representatives of households that are coming.
That's correct.
And tell us a little bit about the food they're receiving, because they're receiving some basic staples.
Yes, they're receiving sugar. They're receiving what you would call here crushed corn. We call that semp.
Semp?
Yes.
Spell that for me.
That S-A-M-P.
Samp. Okay. All right.
You call it crushed corn.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we have something that looked like the southern grits, but it's called maize meal.
Maize meal. Okay.
Okay. You do porridge with it.
Great.
Okay. And they get some milk.
That's amazing because it's more about than just sharing the gospel. A lot of times when missionaries go to Africa or they go to whatever country, they're interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus, but meeting people's needs goes along with it.
Brian, you cannot go and preach to poor and hungry people the love of Jesus Christ and retreat to your comfortable home, leaving them hungry without blaspheming the great name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Deep, I had an experience over there, and it just comes to my mind right now. I was riding in the car with you. We were on the way to the crusade, and it still brings tears to my eyes now. There were some children that were walking among the trash dumps, and this one kid, I thought they were looking for a toy or something to play with, you know, because, I mean, kids do that. They look in trash, and they find something, and they make a toy out of it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, when we were growing up, we found a little a tennis ball cut in half and played stickball with it.
They were not looking
for
food.
They weren't looking for trash. Or a toy. They were looking for food.
For food.
And there's this one little boy, I'll never forget, he reached down in the rubble, and he picked up a bottle, had a little bit of juice in the bottom of it. And I watched him, and he lifted that bottle up to his mouth, and he drank it out of the trash dump. And that wasn't the most amazing thing. The amazing thing is that afterwards, he smiled and was so thankful.
Yeah. But then on Saturday.
Yes, yes.
Chosen 300 organized a big lunch for those kids.
I think we fed every kid in the township.
Exactly.
It was just an amazing experience. You can't go and see something like that and not do something and respond.
Exactly.
And you know, a lot of times we look at problems like hunger and we say, well, I can't do anything. I don't have nothing.
In fact, you didn't go to South Africa to start a program at all. Actually, God moved you as you began to see the situation in KwaZulu-Natal, in Port Elizabeth.
Absolutely. And to see all those children come and just be happy to receive food. You know, like I said, we look at our situation and say, well, I can't do this. I can't do that. But the reality is that God has given all of us a level of resource. Mm-hmm. And we have to stop looking at our cup half empty and look at half full. Mm-hmm. And if you release out, God will bless you.
And in fact, that's exactly what happened to our church. We began after this initiation of this program, we began to have a social ministry offering every Sunday, as a result of which, every Sunday afternoon and every Wednesday evening before we have a prayer meeting, we now have a soup kitchen for the community.
You know, that's an important factor, too, because a lot of times people think that when we give to communities and churches in the developing countries, mm-hmm. that we are enabling them, but we're not. We're empowering them.
Exactly.
Because, you know, we give them some basic staples, and mm-hmm. it'll sustain them for about maybe 2 or 3 weeks or whatever, but it's not going to supply all their needs.
Exactly.
The goal is to provide evangelistic opportunity for the local congregation in that mm-hmm. context, but also to meet some basic needs of people. But then it stimulates the growth of the local congregation to be able to empower them to do more for their community.
Yes.
And maybe that extra person that comes to church, and although they're coming to food, uh-huh. they might have a dollar to give.
Exactly.
And that dollar is able to go a long way in South Africa. So, I mean, we're excited. You've already shared at a couple churches. You've been at the Zion Baptist Church of Ambler, where Gerald Chapman is the pastor.
Uh-huh. Exciting stuff.
That is amazing congregation. And we also had the Mount Olive Baptist Church in Potsdam. I want to thank the William Ball for helping us out. We also want to thank, coming up tomorrow
yes.
morning at 11 o'clock a.m., you're going to be at the McKinley Memorial Baptist Church in Willow Grove, where Pastor James Banks is the pastor. That's at 11 o'clock a.m. You want to make sure, you come on out and join us. It's right in Willow Grove. Google it, McKinley Memorial Baptist Church. Come and join us. It's right next to the office, Max, over there. It's a good opportunity to hear this great man of God all the way from Port Elizabeth, South Africa. You might be listening today. Someone's out there right now, and you're saying, what can I do? I'm not in South Africa. I'm not going to South Africa. But you know what? You can do something. You can give. You can give. I encourage you. Every month, food is going around the world. The program in South Africa, we need someone to sponsor that. Maybe your local congregation, local community group, or maybe your individual. Realize for $200 a month, we can feed 20 families.
Mm-hmm.
And that's amazing. And it empowers the local congregation. That's 20 families. Imagine an average family of four. You're talking about 80 people for $200 a month,
yeah.
and impact them. And 100% of the funds that you send in that designate towards a particular country, it all goes to that country.
Exactly.
And that's exciting about it, because there's no other organization that yeah. does that. And we pay the wire fee. So we're helping people. We encourage you to support all of our programs around the world. In Center City, Philadelphia now, we're putting out 90,000 meals a year to the homeless. We have a program now in West Philadelphia that's operating every Friday night. And then every Tuesday night, we're in Pottstown, Pennsylvania. So we encourage you to give, to sow into the life of the kingdom of God. You can go onto our website at www.chosen300.org. You can give online using your credit card or electronic checking. You can also support us through your community giving campaigns at your place of employment. They are coming around right now. Make sure you designate your gifts to Chosen 300 Ministries. The important thing to get involved, pray, volunteer, and serve and give. Go on our website, chosen300.org, click on volunteer hours, and want to make sure that you come on down. Pastor Deba, want to thank you so much for being with us here today. Anything you want to share before we go?
God bless Chosen 300 Ministries. God bless America.
God bless you. And thank God for our partnership. And we really just appreciate all the work you do and being our extended arms. One thing that's important, you're our partner. Mm-hmm. We're not here, and that's important that folks know that.
Yeah.
We're not here to run South Africa. We're here to partner with our brother.
Yes, thank you.
And we thank you for what you have shared with us.
We thank you for the style of partnership that we've got with you.
Well, we praise God for you. Folks, you've been listening to A Message of Hope. This is Brian Jenkins. Don't forget to join us back next week. We'll be here for our regular program to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with you, to strengthen your life. Remember, until the next time, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Glory.